Welcome back to another episode of Holla Chat. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Bobby. And today we are talking about 80s content of our wildest dreams.
There actually are a lot of complaints about the content that 80s releases. We don't actually have those.
No, so, I don't.
I love 1Ts. Mm-hmm. And anytime someone says, when is 80s going to get their Gose? Is that, I don't even know how it's pronounced. Gose.
Oh, Gose, because Go 17?
Yeah. When are they going to get that? And it's like, they have that. It's 1Ts. If you don't like it, that's, you know, you can watch the other show. You don't have to watch 80s this show.
Go 17 is, like, legendary. Mm-hmm. I mean, even I know that Go 17 is, like, a big deal. There's a whole fandom, like a sub-fandom that is specifically for Go 17. And they don't even stand 17.
That.
They are called Cubics, apparently, because they don't actually like the group's music, but they love the content. So that's like, that's great. I love that for them. But I feel like this is something the 18s do all the time, is that they're constantly expecting 80s to do the exact same thing as every other group. Like, they've complained about, you know, when other groups had Instagrams and 80s didn't have Instagrams, they wanted 80s to have Instagrams. When other groups had different, you know, messaging platforms or were on different messaging platforms, they also wanted them to have different messaging platforms.
When will 80s come to Weverse? Never,
They're not doing that. I'm like, are y'all the same crowd who are constantly talking about Hybe tried to buy KQ once? There's no evidence of that. By the way, this is literally just 18e fan fiction. So,
take that as you will. 18e fan fiction is deep.
It does. The lore does go very, very deep with 18e fan fiction.
So, we don't actually have complaints about their current content. That's not what this is. This is just, you know, our field of dreams.
We're not complaining at all today, which is nice. It's a nice change for us.
I listened to I'm editing our episode from the week prior, and I was like, woo, boy, I'm going to need something lighter.
When I was trying to think of what my dream content would be, because I did have some that I was like, it just had it ready to go right off the bat. This is what I want.
Same.
But I was also sort of analyzing, you know, what is the type of content that 80s has released that I really, really love? We talked about it before. I loved Real Now.
Yes. That was so good.
I think that what I love about Real Now is that I love it when they go away to somewhere, where they kind of get out of the city. And they go somewhere and they're just sort of in a place together. So I like that they, and I especially liked that they went to, it was obviously sort of advertising whatever city they were at. I don't remember where they were, but whatever, you know, town or whatever, the township or whatever they call them in Korea. Because, you know, they were advertising the hotel and all the activities they could do. But I like when they go places and they just kind of do fun things. That's really fun for me to watch. I also really liked Treasure Film. Again, that's somewhere where they're getting away. They were in Australia, and they were kind of exploring and going to different places in Australia. I thought that was really fun. KQ Fellas, just go right on back to the OG, because they're in LA, and they're just in a place, and they're exploring the town. And, you know, and I also enjoy when they have an overall objective that they're trying to do, something they're trying to make, something that they're trying to accomplish. I also love it. I love it when they're learning new skills. I love it when they're making things. And I love it when you get like a serious, like you're taking the art of K-pop seriously, like Woo-young's documentary, the Coachella documentary.
That's what I was about to say.
The Kingdom documentaries, all of that behind stuff where they're not like goofing off for the camera. They're literally just being filmed as they're going about their everyday like stuff. That's all my favorite. So a lot of mine are kind of coming from that place of like, this is the type of content that I really, really love.
Some of mine are as well. And in general, my favorite Korean show for a long, long, long time was 2 Days, 1 Night. And I watched like every episode, always watched it when it dropped. And I still do have a great fondness for that show, but I have fallen off and haven't watched it as much anymore. When 80s was announced to do 2 Days, 1 Night, I was so excited. Like, not the show 2 Days, 1 Night, but Idol 2 Days, 1 Night. A great disappointment to me that it was not like 2 Days, 1 Night.
I haven't seen the show. What's the difference between the two?
The show is more like Real Now, where they're going to a place and they're like advertising advertising that place. So they have like stuff you can do at that place. They have local foods. So usually they'll meet with someone in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know how they went and like picked, ATs went and picked chili peppers? Mm-hmm. That would be the type of content that you might see on 2 days, one night. So it's like six men and they travel around Korea. They call it like a wild variety show. But mm-hmm. to get food, they have to play games, and the winners get to eat, and the losers don't.
I famously hate food games, so.
And then they have the same thing for sleeping games. Mm-hmm. They play a game to see who gets to sleep outside mm-hmm. and who gets to have the comfy inside. And usually they're staying at a place, too, where, like, you know, the people who have to stay outside are, like, camping on top of this beautiful mountain. There's like a really tall building in Korea, and at one point they had to like stay on the roof of that mm-hmm. building while the other ones got to stay inside in the hotel. So it's just that kind of
it sounds like Real Now, actually.
That's what I'm saying. It was very much Real Now, mm-hmm. except it is usually only like one trip would be, like, maybe at most four episodes. I don't think I ever saw a trip mm-hmm. be more than four episodes. But usually it's closer to two. Mm-hmm. So you would have, like, the first half of the trip and then the next half of the trip. And I think each episode is about an hour and a half. And, yeah, it's just like Real Now, except maybe a little meaner. But, mm-hmm. you know, I don't necessarily need the meanness. People get really upset about meanness, but as long as the meanness is done in, like, fun.
Right.
Like, everyone is having a good time, I think it can be funny. Mm-hmm. So, as long as everyone is, like, in on it and no one is actually being, like, really hatefully mean, mm-hmm. it's fine for me. Which I think 2 Days, One Night is, at least in the season I watched, there is a lot of, like, drama about mm-hmm. 2 Days, One Night. Like, one of the guys was apparently, like, a rapist, and he got kicked off, is in jail, and then there was, like, people on the show knew about it, the show got canceled for a while. So, like, there is a lot of drama with, like, past seasons, but the season I was watching, it was all different people. So that is my first one.
So you want 18th. Like another Real Now, but just
What I want is 2 Days, One Night, but actually 2 Days, One Night. Mm-hmm. And I want them to, instead of doing it in Korea, I think it would be really fun if they did it in like other places. Mm-hmm. So like the US or France. Another content that I've always really liked was the BTS content that I don't even remember what it was called, but it was how I got like into BTS. They had these shows where they went, I think maybe in one of them they went to Hawaii, mm-hmm. and so they went out of town and like did stuff out of town. So if ATs had that type of going out of town content, add the games of 2 Days, One Night, mm-hmm. show me delicious food. That's like my number one most realistic content that I think we could get. Like, I think I could get this.
I have one that's similar, but to me, I think it's my least possible. But I guess we'll get there when we get there.
Wow. My least possible are dream bigs. Like, there's no way in hell.
So just FYI, we are organizing this. We've got our list, mm-hmm. and we're organizing it from the most possible, like, this is something that could potentially happen, to the least possible. So mm-hmm. that is kind of how we're approaching this. So you give one, I will give one of mine. What I think I could possibly get is I want them to do actual camping content. I want them to mm-hmm. go and have to pitch their own tents. Mm-hmm. I want, you know, roasting marshmallows over the fire. Mm-hmm. Jong-o just going nuts with the bug spray because we know he hates bugs. I want him with a guitar singing songs around a campfire.
Oh, very good. Yes.
You know, roasting. I don't think they do, like, roasting hot dogs, but, like, you know, making their ramen and mm-hmm. you know, just camping content. I don't even need games. Mm-hmm. I just want to watch them go camping and be in the forest and having a nice time. And maybe they've got, like, there's a camper and then there's a tent and they have to play a game to see who gets the tent and who gets the camper, mm-hmm. you know?
As you're saying this, it does, like, I'm thinking of an episode of 2 Days, One Night where mm-hmm. they did that. And so I'm realizing that my 2 Days, One Night content is actually quite broad.
Yeah, it covers like, everything. So you need to be specific as to what episodes you want. More all-encompassing.
But yeah, the camping content I think would be mm-hmm. so fun. I would love to see them build tents. Mm-hmm. I think, I don't actually know, but K-dramas have given me the impression that camping in Korea is different than camping is here.
I follow a vlogger from Korea. Mm-hmm. She's very good. I can't remember what the name of her channel is. Oh, Plan D is the name of her channel. She does a lot of like mukbang kind of content where she like cooks and then she eats, but it's not like your typical mukbang. She also sews. She goes around Seoul and, you know, just goes to little shops and coffee shops, and it's just very chill. And she usually posts weekly, but she loves to go camping. And so she'll go camping by herself, and she'll just pack up a bunch of food. All they do is they pack up a bunch of food. They go away, they get in a tent, and then they just cook food the whole time. Like, that's all she does. And she loves it because she just gets out there and she eats delicious foods. I mean, her whole deal is, like, she loves delicious foods. But, yeah, like, every bit of camping content that I've seen from Korea is very, you just go, you pitch a tent, and you eat a lot of food. It's not really like a campfire kind of thing. So I guess I'm thinking like a mixture of Korean camping and American camping.
Yeah, because I've definitely been watching K-dramas, and they said they were going to go camping, and they did just spend the, like, they had a tent and they were out in the wilderness, but they didn't even stay the night. They just had the tent and it was there in a day, and like they came back at night. They didn't stay there in the tent. In America, that would not be considered camping at all. That would be a chill time at the, at the lake.
The girl that I follow, she will go and, like, get a camping spot, and she'll stay there for, like, one or two nights. Typically just one night. Like, she'll go early in the morning on one day and stay one night and then leave, like, the next afternoon. But, yeah, it is different. It seems to be a lot less wildernessy. Like, American camping, hiking. Like, there isn't any hiking involved with Korean camping that I can see.
Yeah, because I don't think, like, that is the whole activity if you're camping. Like, you do hang out by the tent at night with the campfire, but the rest of it is really, like, involved in walking around wherever your camp
site is. Well, like, you're hiking or fishing or kayaking. Yeah. Like, you're doing some sort of outdoor sport.
Correct.
We know Jongo likes fishing, so he would probably enjoy that aspect if you just give him, like, you know, maybe a full bee suit so he doesn't have to deal with any bugs at all.
I remember going camping in Denali in Alaska, and the mosquitoes were so bad that it was like, you know, in Charlie Brown, there's Pigpen who's got, like, the cloud. It was like that, but with mosquitoes. And you had to wear a net over your face at all times, because if you didn't, mosquitoes would just fly in your holes just constantly. It was crazy. I was, like, looking around. I was like, people like this? This is crazy. And, you know, it was, like, an all-year thing. This is always how it was in Denali. Everyone had these, like, nets over their face. And that was just how these people were living their lives. And I was like, this is crazy. I want to go home.
Yeah, I think it depends on the place that you go. So my next thing, we'll take them out of the woods. I would like to see them go to a theme park. Just go to a theme park.
That's on mine, too. Some
I know that they've got that kind of creepy theme park in Korea that's like fairy tale themed, and it looks slightly abandoned. It's where they do, like, I think Dreamcatcher shot a music. They shot Because I Like You. Is that what that song is called? Oh my gosh. They shot that music video there. But I would just enjoy, it wouldn't even have to be like a foreign theme park. I would just enjoy content where they just go to a theme park. Maybe they're doing like a scavenger hunt kind of thing. They have to ride certain rides. I know that we've got a little snippet of them going to Universal in KQ Fellas, but we didn't get very much of that. And I would like I would like to get full theme park content.
I feel like there is another theme park content somewhere. Like, there are at least some clips of them riding roller coasters that didn't come out of Universal. But I don't know what that
Isn't that from Japan? Didn't they go somewhere in Japan?
Possibly.
I know they went to like a Mario themed place because they all have the mushroom hats on.
No, this was like old.
This is old.
Okay. Like this was recorded before I entered the fandom.
Okay.
And I've never found it, so I do think it was content that was not widely available. So Japanese content, perhaps, or some of their like original. What was the content they did that Codename 80s, yeah. maybe? Mm-hmm. Something like that. So some on some show that's not widely available. I think they have some somewhere. But yes, theme park content. Mm-hmm. Do you remember, this is only slightly related, but it is important. Do you remember when they did that teaser image of them standing in front of a carousel? Mm-hmm. And then they never gave us any sort of theme park anything?
Well, it wasn't that. I don't remember it being an image. I remember it being...
It was like part of a video.
It was part of a video for KCON in Japan.
Was it KCON in Japan?
I'm very certain that it was KCON in Japan because they were like the last thing. Mm-hmm. They did the opening. Mm-hmm. And then they did, and it was part of the, like the intro for Gorilla.
And I don't understand why we never got any, like, I thought that was teasing us for some future theme park content that we never got. And so I'm still kind of upset about that. And I would love a kind of like creepy theme park themed comeback. That would be great. Mm-hmm. So just that would produce a lot of theme park content for us. They wanted to
cover,
just go
like, the
right
happy
there.
Side and the creepy underbelly of every theme park has a creepy underbelly, so.
For sure. A great space for a horror novel.
Also, in the vein of, like, going to places and doing a thing, I would like them to just take a cruise.
Hmm.
Like an actual cruise.
I don't like cruises.
I don't either, but I would like to watch them do it. To be on a boat for an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's not like a real cruise, if it's like they're just out on
more
a
like
boat.
Like a yacht.
Yeah, like a yacht. A yacht cruise. That's, I want them on it. I know we did get some boat content with the latest Idol 2 days, one night.
Mm-hmm.
I know they were on a boat, but they were on a boat in a way that they were just sitting on a boat and playing a game on a boat. They were not doing boat things. I want to see Jong-o piloting a boat. I want him to drive the boat. I think it'd be fun. So I want like actual, you know, cruise, yacht, extended, out on the sea, fishing content.
Mm-hmm. The thing about that 2 days, one night Idol version is that I feel like they focus too much on having the idols do a game or like speak to the camera instead of like just catching them doing
instead of interacting
an activity
with each other.
Yeah I feel like there's a lot of like, well, we're in this cool place, but the viewers aren't going to see it. The idols are going to sit in at these tables in front of us and look at the camera, and we're going to pan really close to them. And I understand that, you know, they're trying to tailor to the idol audience. But I like things other than idols, too. Like, I want to see the beautiful scenery, and I want to see the idols doing something. Like, I think that's fun.
I feel like that is universal, that I feel like everybody prefers content where idols are just kind of being themselves and doing their thing. And being less like presentational. Like, I think even Kate Denise would be on board with that.
But we just can't. The producers just can't do it.
Producers just, I think what it is that they need to get it done really fast. I think they're on a very, very quick filming schedule because they're usually doing these like right around the times of comebacks.
Yeah.
So they're
true.
Super busy. So the only way we would get something like where they are just being casual and they've got time to like sit and chat with each other are going to be times where they're not in the middle of a ton of other schedules. So I think that's why that is the way that it is, because it's a lot easier to just sit a bunch of boys at a table and make them play a game than it is to capture realistic moments, because those are going to be far, far fewer because, you know, they're just out doing their thing. You know what I mean? I don't think I'm communicating very clearly.
I do like a game, too. I don't want to say that I don't like games, obviously, but...
I like games. I get tired of games after a while, especially when it's, like, the same game over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The games really depend on the strength of the game. It doesn't really matter who's playing it. Mm-hmm. If the game itself isn't very fun to watch, then the game itself isn't very fun to watch. So I think there's a, you know, and that's a producer thing.
Yeah.
Like, have the producers picked a good game. One of mine is kind of similar to yours. You said a theme park And I think we might get this content. I would like them to go to a haunted house. Mm-hmm. I would like them to go to a real haunted house. Yeah. like one that has real ghosts.
Okay, so an actual, like you want them to go to like the Waverly Sanatorium.
Yes, okay. And I want them to stay the night there. Okay. I don't think we'll actually get it, but I think we could.
I think that would be fun. Because I grew up on ghost content. Like, I watched Ghost Hunters growing up.
Mm-hmm. I still watch Ghost Hunters occasionally.
But, like, I watched Ghost Hunters. I watched Unsolved Mysteries as a baby child.
I still watch that, too.
yeah, I do, too. I love the newer seasons.
With William Shatner? Is his Unsolved Mysteries?
That was his original one, yeah. Like, he originally hosted. No, it was Robert Stack. William Shatner has one like Can You Like Believe It or Not? Not Ripley's Believe It or Not, but it's like it's that type of show where it's like this weird thing happened and we don't know. And that's what he has. Robert Stack is Unsolved Mysteries. Well, he's not anymore because he has passed.
Yeah.
But I love a good ghost story. Mm-hmm. I'm not certain whether I believe in ghosts or not. I have theories about what ghosts might be, but I think there's weird things that happen and you cannot always explain them. That's what I think.
Well, I think Jung-ho would really love this content.
He would be so unaffected, except for the fact that he'd be in a place with bugs. He'd be freaking out about, you know, the roaches.
But I think it would be fun. And we've kind of gotten this a little bit. Like, we've gotten hints of what it would be like. And I think all of those contents were very good. I think it was the first one tease. They did the zombies.
Yeah.
And so we got to see a little bit of that. And then we had the horror content that was on Universe.
With the zombies involved in that.
And I do think both of those contents were good. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't even mind if, you know, they're in the haunted house and the producers add some, like, extra scare effects. Like, that would be fine. I think that would be great, even. Like, that's how you make good content. But, yes, I think that content would be very funny. I think it's all in good fun to, like, watch people scared in that type of situation, right? Because, like, nothing's really going to happen
to them. Yeah, you know they're actually safe and they're going to be okay. Which would be a little bit trickier with, like, a real haunted house. You know, they would have to go somewhere that's not the Waverly Sanatorium because that's a very dangerous place to be. But
one of the things I like about ghost stories is that it combines another thing that I really like, which is history. Mm. So I do think, like, having them like explore the history of what happened there and like talk about it and get to learn about it, I think that would be fun content too. So you could get both the, you know, they could learn, you have your history content up front, and then at the back half they get to like stay the night in this place where these things happened, and then they get to be scared.
I would also really like for them to, I want to hear all the KQ ghost stories, because I know that there is a KQ ghost. I know Songhwan has talked about it before. I want interviews with, like, the employees, the staff members. I want to know all the details. Like, what are all the occurrences that have happened in the KQ building with the KQ ghost?
Well, you better put that down at the least likely to happen. I have a related one down there.
Yeah, I don't. That's not on my list at all. That's just me, you know, riffing. So my next series, are they're still in like the possibility, we're in the possibility, like we're somewhere in the middle of the possibility realm for me.
I have one that's still very likely.
Okay, go ahead and do that one.
Just general mukbang content. I like to watch people eat food. I like to see them go to restaurants. I know San has that San Shellen, but I would not consider that mukbang content.
The narration, I think, is what makes it a little bit, it makes it very San, but it also makes it a little bit silly. The way that it's so like over dramatic,
which is lovely. It's fun content.
It is,
but it is not the type of content that I'm talking about. So I'd like to see more of just them going to, especially because I think most international ATINEEs, again, know your audience, KQ. I think most international ATINEEs would like to visit Seoul one day. Restaurant recommendations for Seoul would be welcome. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see places that ATs recommends. I know that's hard because they probably don't want to recommend places that they actually do go to because mm-hmm. they don't want, you know, they don't want to ruin that for themselves. Right. But, you know, just good restaurants in general, good coffee shops, like just, you know, give me a tour of Seoul.
Mm-hmm. I did like in their recent Chuseok content when they mm-hmm. each talked about a place from their hometown that they really enjoy eating. Yeah. I thought that was really fun.
I agree. And they have a tour of Seoul content mm-hmm. that did come out during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I think they had like 6 episodes, maybe they had less, but it a bunch of other idols did the show too. Mm-hmm. And they do go to restaurants and like talk about activities you could do in Seoul. And so, yeah, I just want more of that.
Yeah.
You know, just every couple of years, give me a couple of more episodes.
Yeah, update it. What are some other restaurants?
It's not like I'm saying they've never done this content. Mm-hmm. So I do think we could get more of it. I think that is content that like they might do and I would enjoy it.
Okay. Are those all of your most likely?
Those are all of my ones that I think I might actually get.
All right. So this next one for me is also, I do think this first one is also possible, very possible, well within the realm of possibility, but it is like a different type of content. It's not like a travel type of content. For this one, I want a part change song.
Hmm.
I want a song where maybe Jungho raps.
Mm-hmm.
Hong Jun does the.
We're always looking for Jungho to rap.
Always. You know, more like Woo Young vocals. Maybe actually Jungho, instead of rapping, he gets like the center dance moment. Like he becomes the main mm-hmm. dancer for the song. Like I just think it'd be fun. Even if it was something that wasn't like an actual like release, like a single that gets put out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of musical related content that I want, but so this is sort of my introduction to that, like an ease my way into this. But I want a part chain song.
It kind of reminds me of the relay dances that they used to do and mm-hmm. they don't do anymore.
Yeah, because those are an Mnet thing.
Mm-hmm. And I long-standing KQ Mnet beef.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, total sidebar, but somebody has already been complaining about Mnet treating groups poorly on Road to Kingdom. Apparently they like the first challenge, each of the groups had to, I obviously haven't watched it, this is based on a Reddit post that I read, the first challenge was that each group had to send in an ace to compete, and then based on that and then like the groups voted on it, and then based on that competition, the loser did not even get to perform in the first round.
That's wild.
Yeah. So apparently somebody from Kravity got the last place, and mm-hmm. then they didn't get to air their performance for the first round. And I was like, wow, what a dumb show. So I know that we were all a little pissed off when suddenly Zekers weren't on Road to Kingdom, and it was kind of like, okay, mm-hmm. what's that about? Because they had, the boys themselves had confirmed that they were planning to do it.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, you know what? This is probably better. It's probably good that they're not.
I just want to stay on this sidebar a little longer mm-hmm. because I feel like I need to say on the podcast that Zekers' new album was so good. Mm. I loved it so much. I think it is one of the best albums this year. Like, mm-hmm. it was really so well done. Edenary doesn't know how to make a bad song.
They truly don't.
They just don't.
The whole thing, just like top to bottom, it's one of those albums that has like a lot of variety, but there is this sort of like common sonic theme going on.
If you listen to those songs out of context, they still work. Mm-hmm. But if you listen to the full album from start to finish mm-hmm. with like the opening song, like the opening instrumental song, man, it's just such a fucking journey.
It's so good.
So good. So congratulations, Zekers, yes. on killing it. Just so good. Mm-hmm. All right, now that we've got our Zekers promo out of the way.
Speaking of which, now that we're here, nice. I have said this before, but I'm going to say it again. I want a KQ Family Christmas concert. I want it. Give it to me.
Good content.
And wait, stay with me. I want content where members of ATs team up with members of Zykers, and they have like a little friendly competition amongst themselves. Mm, like maybe they split up into four different groups.
Right.
And they have a little competition amongst themselves to create a song.
Oh, that would be fun.
And then they release like a little album from it.
How many rappers do we have?
We've got five rappers.
So we could have five little groups.
We've got, plus yeah, all
each,
of them.
Each rapper could head their own group.
Yeah. All of ATs have songwriting experience now.
Yes.
They could also each be paired up with a member of Edenary. So like this group has Pepperoni and this group has Maddox. This group has Olander.
Well, who's the lucky group that gets Eden?
Eden is one of the judges, so he's not playing. That would be unfair to put Eden with the rest of them. So like it's a whole big KQ family competition.
That would be super fun. We could have Eden mm-hmm. and Daddy Sean as mm-hmm. our judges mm-hmm. and all of them get a bonus for participating, yes. and the winners get a bigger bonus.
Mm-hmm. Well, they had Eden participated in that show that the babies were on before they debuted. Mm-hmm. He was one of the judges.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Which I didn't actually watch it because I don't remember where it was. It was on like a weird channel, if I remember correctly.
It was hard to find. I watched like a couple of episodes.
So,
or not even episodes, like clips that got posted.
I did watch
to
a couple of clips because I know that's where they did Industry Baby, and I do really like Industry Baby.
I love Industry
that's
Baby.
Such a good performance. But anyway, so I just want, and I just really want more collaboration in the family. Like I know that, you know, that's other companies get to have their groups collab with each other. Mm-hmm. I would like to see, and I would like to see ATs kind of be able to take on sort of a mentorship role in the competition. But anyway, I just think it'd be super fun to see like what sort of songs they would come up with and make it like just a whole thing. I'd be locked in for the whole thing.
Yeah, that would be super fun. The trouble, like, you know, I'm like thinking about these like dream contents. And obviously, I want them. The reality of the situation is that AT's content doesn't get a lot of views. Even when it's really good. And for content to be worth it to make, it does need to get a lot of views. Because I think if they were going to make any of this type of content where it would need to be longer, you would have to have a sponsor for it. Like, this is Never Now's content, like Real Now was. Or this is Mnet's reality show. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's hard to get this content. Because I don't think KQ could sponsor this in-house. I mean, obviously they have all the people, but
Production.
Is it worth it monetarily for them to take all of these people away from their other jobs and put them on this project that probably wouldn't make them money? The only way it might make them money is if they release a CD with it.
Which I want them to release the CD. I think the CD
And if they
is
release
the
that
package.
CD, then I think it might be worth it, especially if they did a bunch of fan calls, which they love to do. Put some POBs
on. And they would
there.
Have so many boys to do fan calls with.
So many boys, the most boys in the whole world. So a monetary problem is standing in our way. We also do have the fact that ATEENies hate Eden and Edenary standing in our way. And I think KQ tries to pretend Eden doesn't exist to shield him from ATEENy wrath. Yeah. I noticed this year we did not get even, like, a Chuseok video of him. And we have every year in the past. I would actually be surprised if they wish him a happy birthday next year.
That's tough, though. Yeah. I mean, unless this is, like, his choice, if it's him saying, listen, this fandom is insane, just ignore me, let me do my thing, that would be one thing. But if it's, you know, I don't know. That's just, it's so stupid. It's so stupid.
I know.
The ATs are like this. It's just so stupid.
Anyways, this isn't our Eden episode.
It
and
isn't. Someday it will be.
Let's drive it back. I have a content that I don't think we will get. I think we could get, but it's not music related. Mm-hmm. Should I share it?
Yeah.
I would like to see ATs play D&D. Some D&D content. I think that would be very good. They're all very creative, right? And I know that some of them are storytellers. Mm-hmm. And Jungho loves acting. I think Yoonho also really loves acting. Mm-hmm. And perhaps all of them love acting in some ways. Different types of acting, right? And so I think we might get to see that come out a little bit in a D&D game.
Have you ever watched the IT crowd?
Yes.
Okay. You know,
not all of it.
All right. But there is an episode where, what's his face? I can't remember the character's name, but the actor's name is Richard Ayoade, I believe is how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
They have these investors show up, and the IT group, for some reason, have been put in charge of entertaining them.
Mm-hmm.
I think because of what's her face, she made a deal or whatever. And so they play a game of D&D with them. It is so funny because, like, they start off and all of these, like, rich businessmen are like, wait, what's happened? They don't understand what's going on. And they're like, this is so dumb. And then by the end, they're all, like, super into it. I feel like it might be that way a little bit with some of them, because I feel like some of them would need some convincing to get on board with this idea. But I do think that some of the, like, I could see Sunghwa being, like, really into it.
Yeah, for sure. And someone at KQ, it's probably an art director, someone at KQ is into D&D. They have D&D dice
dice. Yes.
Like, in several pieces of content.
Either they're into it or they found them in a prop shop and were like, well, these are cool. And they just dabbed them. I mean, that's always a possibility. But let's...
My fantasy is that they're in it.
Dream big. Why would we not dream big? That's what this whole episode is about.
And, you know, D&D, I think, is, like, a worldwide thing. I don't think it... So I'm sure it exists in Korea.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why it wouldn't.
Are the books translated into Korean? We could probably look that up. But I feel like it is. Like, I'm fairly confident that D&D is a worldwide thing. I've definitely talked to people who, you know, live in, like, Munich who play D&D regularly. So it implies there's some worldwide availability. And I know that there's, a big Japanese community for D&D. So I have to assume it is a worldwide.
Oh. Well, I've got some news for you.
Good or bad?
Well, this is 5 years ago.
Okay.
But 5 years ago on the D&D sub, somebody posted, the Korean D&D community needs your help. A shady, incompetent company has botched the first official Korean translation of D&D.
The Korean
D&D community needs your help in raising awareness.
But that's the good news. Korean D&D community.
So, you are one step closer to your dreams coming true.
And I've watched a lot of, like, I used to listen to live play podcasts where they would play D&D, and I've watched some YouTube videos. It's not my favorite content, because I do think it's content that works best when you care about the people who are playing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think ATs doing it would be really good. I think it would be really fun for me because I enjoy those people already. We've talked before about My Brother and Me, which is a podcast I listen to. They had a D&D podcast, and I really liked that because I knew those people. Mm-hmm. So watching them play D&D was very fun for me. But I think it would be fun to, like, see how they react. I think it would be fun to let some of them stretch their wings in a different way. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not content that we get. And I think it would be really great if the intern who is in charge of their storyline, who we know exists, thank you, Hongjoong.
Be great
if she was the dungeon master. Mm-hmm. So she made their story. They could even play as themselves, right? Like, if she
would we get to see her on
camera? Yes.
That'd be so
and
exciting.
The boys could, like, play out their characters. Mm-hmm. And because you can do D&D however. People think it's like Dragons and whatever, but you can really do whatever you want. So she could, you know, build out this world that they, like, have in their lore, and we could watch them play D&D in their lore. Like, we could see them battle the Android Guardians as, like, a D&D game.
That would be interesting, but I would also be interested to see them, like, create their own original character.
I think that would be fun, too.
I would be so interested to see, like, who picks what. What do they prioritize? You know, I think it'd be fun if some of them just really surprise us. Like, we imagine Jongo's probably going to pick, like, a... I'm coming at this
fighter
from a video game perspective, but, like, a tanky kind of character who can absorb a lot of damage and deal a lot of damage. But I think it'd be funny if he's like, nah, man, I'm an elf.
So that's another thing, like, we could watch as they build their content. Mm-hmm. Even if they played with themselves, they could make themselves a character. Like, you would have to make yourself a character because you have to give yourself D&D stats.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know that I've done this before. I've dreamcast ATs as D&D characters. I think I made Jung-ho a bear totem barbarian mm-hmm. human.
A thing I totally understand.
Yes. Two people who listen to this probably were like, yeah, bear totem, that's perfect. So we're all on the same page. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they could turn themselves into D&D character, or it could be really sky's the limit. We could do like a traditional campaign. Mm-hmm. They're fighting dragons and they just get to do real high fantasy. Like mm-hmm. I would be fine with either. I just think it would be really fun to see them make the characters and to see them how they would make those characters interact with this. And all of them like video games.
Right.
So we are a step, like that is a first step.
The thing about this is that this is not a budget thing.
Correct.
Like this is not going to cost, this is going to take time.
Yes.
But this could also be something that happens like over a longer period of time. Like you could have, mm-hmm. you could do it in like segments.
They could do it as one tease content.
Mm-hmm. They could.
Like it could be a 6-episode special of one tease content. Maybe mm-hmm. Listen, there's not a ton of listeners to this podcast, but there's actually a pretty good amount. You'd be surprised. Mm-hmm. What if all of us send an email to KQ, we want ATs playing D&D content. Like, if mm-hmm. we all did it, that's not an insignificant number of people.
Have they unblocked the inbox from the round series of complaints?
Well, have they fixed Yosong's bangs yet? So, we just
it's almost like they don't care what ATs think. I think that'd be very fun. I mean, it took a long time for us to just get video game content because we were asking for video game content for mm-hmm. a long time, and then we did mm-hmm. finally get that on Wanties. We got a little bit of it, but we got them playing like some version of what's that game called with like all the characters move really weird. I want to call it like
Gangbusters.
It's not Roblox. I want to call it Gangbusters, but I don't. But it's like, so we finally got them playing that, and then we did get them in the little video game cafe thing, mm-hmm. which was fun.
This reminds me of, I told you that I wish I could remember what this BTS show, some army is listening to this and mm-hmm. is like, how dare she know the name of this really good show? Because BTS's show is very good. They had an episode where...
Is it Run BTS?
Run BTS! Yes, it is. Okay. Fantastic. Okay, so Run BTS, there's an episode where BTS plays video games with the South Korean like national team, like Fakers on it.
Oh.
And it's very fun. Like, mm-hmm. it was really fun content. So, if we could get ATs with the people who are fans, like, the Valorant guys.
Well, there's already that fans. Guy who tweeted yeah. recently. He's like, I would play with you. No, I don't know who that guy is or, you know.
He plays Valorant, mm-hmm. right? And he's famous. Mm-hmm. And that's all I need.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to know who he is. Mm-hmm. But if he could, because, like, the guys who were on this team, like, knew BTS. So they were, like, fans of BTS, and BTS was mm-hmm. fans of them, and that was so cute. So if we could get the same thing with ATs, we don't need to copy BTS content exactly, but I do think this could be something that could be done because we do have that Valorant guy who's a fan of Yunho, mm-hmm. and we know that Yunho's a fan of them. Why can't we just hook them right up?
There are a couple of Valorant guys, I believe that they're Valorant guys, who like ATs in general, not just specifically Yunho, because there was an interview with somebody recently. And they were just asking, you know, who's your favorite K-pop group? And a couple mm-hmm. of them said ATEEZ, not ATEEZ. Why would they say ATEEZ? They said ATEEZ.
They like to watch the drama. Yeah.
That's our show.
Yeah, like, I think that would be really great content. So more video game content, but playing with, like, famous video game players. Mm. I think in general, if you can pair ATEEZ, like, Hongjoong was playing tennis for a while. I don't mm-hmm. think he does anymore. But if he played tennis with, like, or took a lesson with a famous tennis player in mm-hmm. Korea, that would be very fun content, too. So anytime you could pair them with someone. Oh, the Ooyang's cooking show when he, like,
yeah.
cooked with a chef. Mm-hmm. Like, that was super fun.
That was really good.
So any type of thing like that, I would really love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know that they don't have a lot of fans in Korea, so this is, like, a mid-level.
Right.
Oh, I have to tell you this crazy story.
Okay.
So I'm in Korean class. I'm taking a Korean class through the local college.
Mm-hmm.
And our Korean teacher was talking about K-pop. And she said, she was talking to me. And she was like, and you're a fan of Jungkook, right? And I was like, well, yes, but. And she was like, yeah, I saw it on your Kakao account. And I was like, did you? What is on there? Jesus. So then I went and looked, and it is like, there's like a picture of me holding like a Jung-ho PC, but okay. She would have had to have known who Jung-ho was, like recognize him. So that was weird. But when she was talking to me, she was like, yeah, I hadn't heard them until another person in one of my prior classes said she was a big fan of them. And so that's how I got introduced. And she was like, she like leaned close and she was like, but you know that they're not famous at all in Korea. I was like, well, yes, thank you, Miss Kim. I did know that. Mm-hmm. I didn't need the reminder here on a Tuesday night at 9 p.m.
Yeah, I know. We've talked about it extensively. We just did a whole podcast episode about that and why we're mad about
like,
it.
She's like, it's so cool that they're well-known here, but they don't know them at all in Korea. Thank you. So, you know, Cassandra and I are, like, nodding, like, yes, that is true. So that, I think, makes it harder for them to make that type of content where you have, like, a famous person in Korea, because mm-hmm. I don't think they're as well-known in Korea to get that. But there's got to be some people. There's a member of the volleyball team, the, like, Olympic volleyball team, mm-hmm. national volleyball team. She is a fan of ATEEZ. Mm-hmm. She put several of their songs on the playlist for the Olympics. Have her teach ATEEZ how to play volleyball. That would be incredible. It would be great. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a couple of baseball players that are fans of ATEEZ.
I mean, some of them are now.
As they
should be. Okay, so now I am, this is a perfect segue into my next group of content, but now I'm getting into my least likely, like we're getting into the impossibility territory. So do you have anything else to add in this sort of middle ground?
I have it written down, but I'm looking at it like, well, maybe this should go to least likely, but an ATEEZ book club.
We know that's impossible. We've tried.
No, ATEEZ themselves reading it, not an ATEENY book club. Mm-hmm. If all of ATEEZ chose to read the same book and talk about it together. I am thinking about when they had the letters from the staff and they responded to them in like a circle table. And
those
I thought that was very cute and sweet.
I wish they would do that more, like that kind of just mm-hmm. chill, chatty type of content. Like, that's so my vibe.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I thought, like, a book club would be nice. And mm-hmm. it would be super fun if it was with some of the staff. They all read the same book. Mm-hmm.
If they told us ahead of time so we could also read the book.
The problem with that is I'm sure the book would be not translated into English and I would never be able to read it.
Or they'll pick something terrible, like that one Korean book I read, Pachinko. Oh my gosh, that book ruined my life. I did see a clip, though, of Lee Minho playing what's-his-face. He does play the character that I thought he would play.
Mm-hmm.
The one guy who's actually kind of terrible but is also great. He's great and terrible all packaged into one little thing.
Perfect for Lee Minho.
Yeah. So they aged him up so mm-hmm. much. Like, he did not, I had to do a double take because I was, wait, is that Lee Minho? And it was, but they had just given it, they had like padded out his face a lot. Mm-hmm. But you could still tell that it was him.
I do think the people should know that I am in love with Lee Minho. Yes. Like, he's so, he's just, you know, my face is glowing right now. Yes. Just thinking about him. I love Lee Minho so much. I wish mm-hmm. he was in more dramas. He's so interesting and cool.
Well, maybe you should watch Pachinko, because if you read the book, you know that the author has mixed feelings about him. And it mm-hmm. mostly feels, I think, kind of negatively about him based on the way that his story plays out. But it seems like the showrunners are looking at him a lot more favorably, because a lot of the people in the comments were like, oh, he just loves her so much. And I'm like, he's married to somebody else, y'all. So,
well, it was clear when they were marketing this show that Lee Minho was the draw, even mm-hmm. though he's not the main character, as I understand.
He is my favorite character in that book, though. I mean, like, he's a terrible person, but I genuinely was rooting for that character. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason that I hate the book so much is what they do to his character at the end that was like, what just happened? Because that came out of absolutely nowhere. I guess, don't want to give spoilers, I suppose, but, like, you know, hit me up.
Who even knows if this conversation is going to make it? We'll see.
I mean, we haven't even been recording for an hour yet. And we're already on our last point. So we're doing so great on time.
We can keep all of our side all notes of the nonsense today.
Can stay in this time.
Sometimes our nonsense is the best part, and it does suck when it gets cut. Yeah,
you gotta stay on point though.
Okay, so an AT's book club. I do think that's a great transition into Impossible because I think it's unlikely that we'll get it.
Because that would take a lot of their time. And I don't think all of them are actual readers, you know?
Right.
And that's fine. You don't have to be.
No.
So we were talking earlier. I was talking about, you know, my perfect segue into my... I've got two things on this part of my list. Both of them are a little bit kind of big.
I have two things on mine, too.
All right. So my first thing is... And I've talked about this before. This is content that I have pitched to the wide world of Korean entertainment as something that I would really like. It came... The idea came to me after watching... Kingdom in the episode where ATs and Stray Kids team up with B2B for the collaborations. I want a show. So this is not like a KQ show. This is like, I want KBS. KBS, I think, is probably the only company I trust to handle this. But I want KBS to create a show where an older artist, like an established, mature artist, teams up with like a younger artist from the same group. So like you could have, you know, members of like TVXQ. So you have Yuno and whatever that other one's name is, Chengbin, I think is his name. Have them team up with members of ATs and they create, they do like a song cover and then they compete against each other in like a friendly type, like a Immortal Songs type of competition. And you sort of, but you get to see the process of them choosing the song and coming up with the arrangement and coming up with the choreography. And you get to see that interaction between the older artist and the younger artist. I think that would be so great. And I would love to see ATs not only as the younger artist teaming up with, you know, like your Kim Jungkooks and, you know, your other like big artists. But I would also like to see them as the mentors to some brand fresh off the block, fresh out of the nursery, baby little trainees, not trainees, but like freshly, what are you,
freshly
what are
you,
rookies,
debut.
Rookies is the word rookies. I'm looking for. Oh my goodness, I couldn't find it. So that's what I would like. And I would like it. And I would like it to be something that's like over multiple episodes so we can really get into seeing the interactions and see the creative process, because that was one of my favorite parts of Kingdom, was getting to see the creative process behind the collaboration stages, particularly.
Yeah. I loved the behind content from Kingdom. Even the like not collaboration, like all of that stuff. There was a lot to like about Kingdom. That's what I'll
say. There really was. And there was there was a lot to dislike and there was a lot to love. And I think that's what made it so frustrating, because you could see how it could have been so great. And how Mnet just tried their hardest to make it terrible.
Just wanted to ruin it.
So that's my first one. What's your first one?
Okay. I feel like we really came at this differently. You put things that are impossible but still possible. Like this could happen. Mine will never happen.
Well, that's okay.
Can't happen. So I'll say the one that, so I've got two. I'll say the one first that, you know, is actually feasible, but wouldn't happen. I would like a show that's like The Office, except unscripted, with KQ staff. The KQ staff, The Office.
Yeah, no, this is impossible. This is never going to happen.
Well, this is my more possible one.
Okay, great. Can't wait for the last one.
Bobby knows this, but I did have several series of a fan fiction about what was going on in the KQ offices. Quite long, quite detailed.
As I recall, you only wrote two of those.
I wrote three.
What was the third one?
The third one was about Hong Joong trying to like break into the intern's computer.
I've never read that.
What a tragedy.
In the world? I remember the one where Yosan gets kidnapped by the intern.
Yeah, that was a good one.
listeners. And I'd be like, what are they talking about? And I remember the one where the intern is What was the second
tracking
one?
Tracking the moon cycles?
No.
Is that the same one as the kidnapping?
I think, well, the tracking the moon cycles was just like a overall, like just a detail mm-hmm. about the mm-hmm. the intern, as I recall. But there was also one with Hong Joon, but he wasn't trying to break into the computer. The intern was leaving, there was a mention of the intern leaving like hints and stuff on his desk so that he could come up with the ideas for the lore. Uh-huh. That were actually her ideas for the lore. I know that the man in the white sweater
mm-hmm. is a whole character.
He's a whole character who does not have a name.
He's called T-M-I-T-W-S.
You did it. The run that I most clearly remember is the one where she kidnaps Yo-Song, and Yo-Song is mm-hmm. just so sweet and nice about it, and he doesn't realize mm-hmm. that he's being kidnapped.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to help her out.
He's just trying to help her have a good day at work.
He knows she's overworked, poor intern. So I obviously have a rich fantasy life about what's going on in the KQ offices. Yes. And
where ATs are really the side characters in this series. Like, you may see them, you may not.
Which I think is how they should be yes. in KQ staff the office. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, sometimes they come in and it's like, oh, a special visit from Hong Joon, but it's not like Hong Joon's the star of this show. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like how ATs is sometimes in Maddox's vlogs. Mm-hmm. You know, Maddox could give this to me if he would give me more detail about what's happening at Edenary. Like, we're close. Unfortunately, we've lost our one Korean listener. So if that was Maddox,
he was like, I'm tired of them shouting me out.
Uh-huh. So, you know, that is my, like, high fantasy dream content. Mm. I would like KQ staff, the office. I want to see them calling companies trying to like book these venues. Mm-hmm. I want to hear about the problems they're having. I want them to be made into real people that I can root for. Mm-hmm. I was very into this show called Stove League, a Korean drama.
You told me about that.
It was so good. It was about baseball, but it was about the people who managed the baseball team. Mm-hmm. And so it was just like their hijinks and drama, and the baseball characters just kind of came in and out. They weren't the star. Mm-hmm. So it would be like that. Actually, I said this because it would be unscripted, but if someone just wants to write this scripted show, I would be fine with that too. Like, you can give me a scripted show and I'll just pretend it's real. But I do want it to be KQ staff. Like, right. I want it to, like, it has to have so many winks and nods that I know this is KQ.
Okay. I think that would be really necessary and eye-opening entertainment for ATs. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. If they
could see beyond the veil and see, like, here's what's happening, like, here's what they are actually doing every single day. Mm-hmm. They're not sitting there, you know, how can we extort money
from twirling their mustaches.
Yeah, like, you know, Daddy Sean's not sitting there with a pet cat in his lap, you know, stroking the cat and thinking about
how can I block Son from having opportunities?
How can I keep Sunghwa at home and keep him off the covers of magazines? What can I do about that? Like, and they're also not just like sitting there doing nothing.
Right.
I saw an A&E, because apparently Mingi talked about how his cover for Marie Claire that just came out not mm-hmm. long ago was due to his own like connections in the entertainment right. world. And that's great.
Yeah.
That's absolutely great. But as expected, I started seeing people say, oh, well, because this company is such garbage. It's like, do you not realize that when mm-hmm. something good happens to a member, if your first response is to trash the company, mm-hmm. you are not a fan of that member. You are an anti of that company. Like, you're uh-huh. behaving like a stay right now. Mm-hmm. That's what you're doing.
It was like when Mingi had this incredible song come out that he produced, mm-hmm. and you have half of A&E's first response is, thank God Eden's not here. And it's like, what is wrong with you? Can't you just celebrate this,
like,
song
be
that's
happy.
Really good?
Can you not feel joy?
You don't have to make everything about KQ. You don't have to make everything about Eden. You can mm-hmm. just be happy for the boys. Like, it is okay to feel happiness.
I have said this before, and I will keep saying it, is that the way that A&Es act towards Eden and KQ is the exact same way that stays act towards ATs. It's the same thing mm-hmm. that, you know, whenever something goes down with Stray Kids, every single time you will see a state bring up ATs. Like, mm-hmm. your people being a Lollapalooza has nothing to do with ATs at all. Like, we're mm-hmm. not even part of this conversation. How did we get here? So it's that same thing. And it's like, mm-hmm. you are not a fan of that group. You just want to hate on somebody because you're a hateful mm-hmm. person.
This is like I have a whole Eden shirt, right? Mm-hmm. I don't bring Eden up as much as some of these people do.
She really doesn't.
I have been thinking about, like, well, I've got to get a new Eden shirt. Like, mm-hmm. obviously, to make a point mm-hmm. on Eden, even if KQ doesn't post about Eden's birthday next year, and I have suspicions that they won't, mm-hmm. I am going to make a point to post myself in a new and different Eden shirt on Eden's birthday.
See, now that he's back on Instagram, you better get those pictures off of Instagram, like, right now, just in case he shuts it down. Okay, good.
I saved them.
So you've
got it. It's okay, Eden. Don't worry. Don't worry. So I've got to get my second shirt and get it ready mm-hmm. for his birthday, which mm-hmm. is going to be a big holiday for me. And now it's going to be a holiday to make a point.
Yes.
Fuck you guys.
We're here to have a good time. We don't know what you people are doing, but we're here for fun. So
imagine if I could buy my KQ office staff the shirt. Oh,
that'd be so great. You have your KQ hat.
Maybe I should just make it. Shirt. Maybe I can go to an AT's concert decked out in my KQ office staff mm-hmm. shirt and get beat up. Mm. Get jumped. That'll be fun.
Get your little Daddy Sean pin. Just fine. Really. Get one for Daddy Manager, too.
Yes.
Manager Dad.
I haven't seen the man in the white sweater a lot recently. I don't even
either.
Know.
Maybe he got promoted, so he's doing something like in office now.
I hope so. I hope he's still around.
I hope he still got his white sweater.
Yeah.
So this, I actually missed one in my most likely, so I'm going to just quick detour back before I give you my final, my ultimate boss, which is not like your ultimate boss, obviously. But I want an honest to goodness documentary. Like, this was, this is really the first thing on my list because I think this is the thing that we could get. I want like a real documentary about AT's rise to fame. I want mm-hmm. it to get into the what goes on at the company. I want to hear from Daddy Sean. I want Eden on it. I want mm-hmm. managers. I want a lot of the background people, the stylists. Like, I want everybody who's been part of this journey to get a hand on this ball. Like, I want, and I want it to be like legit and real mm-hmm. and not like commercial
promo. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, we need someone who, like, this needs to not come from KQ. It mm-hmm. needs to come from a documentary filmmaker.
Yeah, because I know like Blackpink has one.
Yes,
which I felt like it was a little promo heavy, but I know that I've seen the Blackpink one. I know BTS has one that was recently, I think it's on like Amazon Prime, I want to say, or maybe on Disney Plus.
I found the Blackpink one very hard to watch because I was like, God, those girls have been treated bad. Which is crazy to put out content like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I found it really hard to watch.
Yeah. So that one, I feel like, I think that's a thing that we could potentially get.
I think so too.
You know.
Especially if ATs continues to get more famous in the Western side. Mm-hmm.
All right. So my final.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to, but let me explain. I want an actual U.S. road trip.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come here, they go to like three places that they will come and stay. They'll go to LA, they'll go to New York, mm-hmm. and, you know, maybe they'll step foot outside their hotels when they're in Chicago. They also have explored Dallas a little bit.
I was about to say, we got some Dallas content. Jungmo didn't go outside, but it was really hot here, so how could he, you know? He's not built for that weather.
This is not something that I want that is tied to a tour.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to come and actually explore the country. I want them to like go to the Grand Canyon. I want them to go into the mountains. I want them to go to like
2 days, one night, but in the U.S. But that's under my things that I think is possible.
See, I don't think that they will, because I want it to be like a, like, I want them to go, like, real places. Like, I want them to go to, like, a dude ranch in Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to, like, get a sense of what, because I feel like they have such an incomplete picture of what the U.S. is. And I would enjoy this content in any country, but I feel like a road trip is a very American thing.
Yeah.
Since other countries are sensible enough to embrace public transportation, America really mm-hmm. isn't. So mm-hmm. we're all about the cars. And so I need them getting on like a bus, and I need them traveling around and going to different places and just experiencing things in America.
Not a public bus.
Not a public bus. No.
You cannot ride those bus. In. Yeah. So I just felt like we should clarify because at first I was like a Greyhound and then I was like, no, not that.
No. Like a tour bus.
A private tour bus.
But I would just really enjoy it. Like I'd love to see them in Louisiana getting mm-hmm. to eat some like Creole type of food, you know, soul food, actual soul food.
They went, and I'm so glad that Hong Joon did this. When they were in Dallas, he went and got a cowboy hat, like fit and made. Mm-hmm. And that's such a Dallas thing to do. And I'm so glad he did it for himself on his own and that it wasn't recorded. Like, that mm-hmm. is just a fun thing he got to do. I do want it to be recorded now. So let's mm-hmm. do it again.
Yeah, do it again. This time it's everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bring all of ATs along this time and let's just do it again for an audience. I am so happy he had that experience for himself and that we weren't a part of it, because I do think they should have their own experiences mm-hmm. and that we don't need to be a part of everything. But I do want this content. Mm-hmm. Like, I do want to see him. I want to see them have, like, buy their own cowboy boots. Mm-hmm. They can all get up on some horses. I want to be very clear that I'm personally am terrified of horses, like in a real way. Like it's not one of those like cute things. Like I can't be around horses. I do. They scare the crap out of me. We were talking last night with Jeff's family. They were talking about horses and I mentioned that I'm scared of them, and they were like, oh well, have you not seen like our cousin's horses? And I was like, no, do you remember last Thanksgiving everyone was sitting around having a nice time and everyone got up to go outside and they were talking about putting the extended family, the new wives and husbands, up on a horse? And I literally made Jeffrey leave. Like, I looked at him and I was like, we have to go because I can't be rude to these people and refuse to get on that horse and tell them how much I hate their precious baby horse. But I cannot be in this situation. I have to leave.
Well, horses can sense fear, so that's probably, you know, that's a good idea for you not to go near them.
So, you know, like, it's a real fear. But I still want to see ATs ride a horse because mm-hmm. I feel like that's a very Dallas thing and I would like to see it. I mm-hmm. would just like to see it. So yeah.
See, I was trying to think, like, what do we do in Atlanta? And we really don't. Atlanta does not have any sort of like real identity, I think.
Well, peaches, right? Like maybe they could just go to like an orchard and pick some peaches.
We don't have peaches in Atlanta. Like we've got like peanuts down south.
A lot of y'all had like the Georgia peach thing.
We do, but I don't think that's real. Okay. You know, you'd have to like go down to like Valdosta, I think, to get actual peaches. But like, which fine, they can go to like a little country place. You know, I think that would be cute. I used to have family that lived down in Colquitt, which is this like tiny little speck of a town in very deep southern Georgia, practically Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And he had like a peanut farm. Like he grew the peanuts that they used in like the Reese's. To make Reese's peanut butter.
I love Reese's peanut butter.
And this was my step uncle, I guess. He was my aunt's second husband. He also owned one of the Batmobiles from the Adam West Batman show.
Fun.
Why? I don't know.
Well, Atlanta also does film a lot of movies.
We do have
now.
A lot of film. Like, we've got The Walking Dead, so they could go to The Walking Dead set. Vampire Diaries was filmed down here.
Mm-hmm.
There's something else that's being filmed. Oh, Stranger Things apparently is filmed down here too. And I was like, I had no idea. Okay. That's fun. Mm-hmm. So we have like, that's southern, like south of Atlanta, closer to where I work.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of places down there. So that might be fun. You have them running around the Walking Dead set, do like some zombie content down there or something.
The Atlanta movie content would be good because I think it would be nice if they did something else in California. So they could have like the California beach content and then come over to Atlanta and do the movie stuff there. Mm-hmm. And because I think people think California and they're like movies, but really I don't know that, like, I think it's much more common for things to be filmed in either Atlanta or Canada.
Yeah, well, it's so much cheaper. It's too expensive to do it in LA.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they'll come down here. Maybe they'll come and film their next music video in, do a zombie apocalypse theme about the dangers of capitalism. Film it down in whatever that, I can't remember. Oh, Whitesburg is what it's called.
Nice.
But yeah, I would just like to see them experience like the full American experience, which I know is very, very broad, but I think I feel like a lot of them don't have a sense of how big the country is.
Right.
They don't have a real sense of how varied the country is. Like, we've got deserts, we've got mountains, we've got beaches, we've got like swamps. Like, we have a lot of different terrain going on. and a lot of different subcultures within mm-hmm. the country. And I think that would be very eye-opening for them. I think Sean should come too.
Sean should talk to more people Sean in the U.S. Sean
needs to have some chats with some people, talk to some women in the U.S. Uh-huh. about some of his choices that he has made. But yeah, but that is my, and like I said, I would also enjoy this in any other country, but the road trip aspect, I think, mm-hmm. Is very distinctly American.
A thing that I loved was when they were in Europe and they were doing the food. Mm-hmm. I wanted more of that. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like ATEEZ's editors, and I'm not really sure what this is, but they try to get those videos to be about 15 to 20 minutes in length. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that for me. Mm-hmm. You can, like, an hour and 20 minutes of Hong Joong and Woo Young having a high tea would be choice content for me. Mm-hmm. So you do not have to edit that stuff down.
Well,
as
they
much
probably
as you do.
Just didn't have a lot of time to film it, is the thing, I because know. They were on tour. So they're always filming things while they're doing other things.
Mm-hmm. I need you to let your content breathe.
Yeah, well, I was thinking back to I feel like the last time we really did have content that could breathe was during the pandemic. When mm-hmm. that was the only thing there was for them to do, was to just film content for us. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's part of the reason why we got the diary film, was they had so much time to make it.
Well, they're going to need to find that time again.
Yes, because we need that diary film part two. I should probably put that on the list, but I feel like if I try to speak it, it's not going to happen. Although,
why? The things we speak,
I know,
do happen.
Track record speaks for itself.
Honestly, I predicted that Yoon-ho would be the person who changes his hair, and you were like, yeah, but you're early, but his hair is going to be different for the comeback. That's the point. So he will change it in December after they start doing the promo. He'll have the mm-hmm. comeback hair, the blue comeback hair, mm-hmm. and then after they start with the promo, he will very suddenly change his hair. Mm. So that's the point. Yoon-ho is set up. I'm going to be correct on this. Okay. I feel it. Okay. All right. Are we ready for my final
take
boss?
Take us home.
Okay. An 80s theme park.
Okay. All right.
So.
Do elaborate. I'm ready.
So we can have, you know, like 80s themed rides. You can have like a the Time Turner ride. Mm-hmm. We can have like an Android Guardian haunted house. Mm-hmm. So we can build on their lore for it. But it is just like a Dollywood. Like, okay. It's just a theme park for 80s. So.
You know what this is reminding me of?
What?
Evermore.
Yes! Perfect! And, you know, we just have 80s music playing constantly. We mm-hmm. can have different rides based on the songs. We can have an Eternal Sunshine ride. Mm-hmm. We can have the, like, train car ride. For the food, it can be, like, the boys' favorite dishes. Like, maybe each boy has their own little food court, and it mm-hmm. serves, like, just one, like, their one dish, right? Okay. We're not getting, like, tons of varieties mm-hmm. of food. But
you have the Anatees mascots walking around.
Yes, the Anatees mascots. Mm-hmm. And so much merch, right? Like, mm-hmm. theme parks are mm-hmm. full of merch. And so I don't have to order this merch from Soundwave. I'm just going to go
we can
to
go
this
there
theme
and
park.
Buy it overpriced. That's what we
could
do.
I could buy overpriced theme park merch. This is impossible because opening a theme park takes a shit ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
And no one's going to visit this 80s theme park. So your return on investment is not there.
No, I do feel like you win. You win the game today, which there wasn't a game, but you have won it.
Uh-huh. This was the first thing that came on my list, by the way. Oh, but wow. We could also get the behind-the-scenes content of them building the mm-hmm. Building the theme park.
That could be part of the documentary.
We mentioned Evermore, but people don't know about Evermore, so I do feel like we should dive a little deeper in there. So Evermore is this broken, abandoned theme park. It's renamed. It's reopening. But there is an Evermore video by Jenny Nicholson, mm-hmm. and it's about 4 hours long. And both Bobby and I were obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. And we had planned last year to make a pilgrimage to this theme park, mm-hmm. Evermore. We had bought our plane tickets. And I think we had even booked the hotel room.
I don't know if we booked. You had booked the hotel room. And we had booked the Airbnb. Mm-hmm. And that ended up getting canceled because your husband didn't realize that you booked an Airbnb.
This is there's another long Rachel lore about my husband's credit cards getting stolen because of our solar panels. It's quite the story, but I'm going to leave it out.
I've never met a single human with more lore than Rachel. Like, she's got... Everything is a story.
So
yeah, we had planned this whole trip, and guess what weekend we had planned the trip for?
It was truly incredible because we booked everything. We booked everything, and 2 hours later, it was leaked that was AT's comeback weekend.
For Golden Hour. That was the weekend that Golden Hour came out.
And this is... You know, in general, I think people could travel during a comeback weekend. That is much harder for me because I live in Dallas, and as part of the Dallas community, we do cup sleeves. Mm-hmm. And we often work at cup sleeves, and our big one is the comeback one. Mm-hmm. So to not be here for that was, you know, a problem. Yeah. And then at this time, there wasn't a Hello 82 in Dallas. There is now, by the way. The grand opening was 2 days ago.
Oh, that was quick.
I have, we'll save it for my Hello 82 takedown episode, but I do have beef about this too. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Bobby wanted to go to the Atlanta Hello 82 because we needed to get the pop-up cards and then like the merch and stuff.
I didn't want to go, but I felt it my duty to go. I would like to clarify. Although my Hello 82 is very nice. There are really lovely people that work there. Mm. So I am not, you know, shitting on them at all, but just Hello 82 as a corporation, as an experience.
Yes. So, you know, we had to cancel that trip basically 3 hours after booking everything. So I am going to Hawaii on December 31st. So my new guess for the 80s comeback is that time that I'm going to be in Hawaii. So I think that's too close to their tour. I think it's too close.
Well, they haven't announced their tour yet.
Well, they said it would be in January and February.
Did they?
Like, that is confirmed. It'll be January and February is when the Europe tour is going to be.
Like, it could be late January, though. But it still, that is, like you're saying, that is very, very close.
It's very close. Like, it would be tight. Like, it would have to be, like, the last weekend of January is when that tour starts in the first weekend.
I mean, unless they're going to do something like with Halazia, where it's just, it's not, like, Golden Hour Part 2. It is a spinoff or something, like a smaller something or other. And I am only on board with that. Technically I'm on board with anything, but I'm only on board with that if they're going to give us another like Halazia anthem and my religion will change again, or they include Concert From.
Listen, did you see the comment that we got on the podcast? Someone like had to stop listening to our KQ Crimes episode and be like, I was there for Halazia. I remember it. I didn't see that betrayal.
I don't get that. I'll have to look at that. But yeah.
And Cassandra also like texted me and was like, yeah, I still feel it. That is seared into our DNA.
That makes me feel a little bit better. Like just that. It makes me feel less crazy. Like I was not insane for me to feel that way when that whole thing was going down.
Uh-huh. I don't remember why we started talking about that. So
we were talking about Evermore.
Did we ever even get?
We didn't get through Evermore. So Evermore was this. It was the brainchild of what was his name. Brett Schneider.
I think we should know this.
Mm-hmm. His last name is Brett Schneider, but he was like a tech prodigy sort of person, created this tech company that made a ton of money. So he himself was rich, and then he had a reputation within his neighborhood that he would create these Halloween experiences that people would come and visit, and they were very elaborate. Like, he would redecorate his whole house, and people would come through and take tours of this Halloween experience, and he would do it for free, and people would just like donate food. Mm-hmm. Like, you would ask them to donate to the food bank, and that was their entry. He got this idea to create this fantasy themed theme park that he said would rival Disney, and had all these big grand ideas, and that what actually ended up getting built was not even anything like that.
It was right. Just, it wasn't close.
Yeah, just a pale shadow. And it was sort of became sort of like a LARPing kind of thing, a live action mm-hmm. role play where you would go and interact with these fantasy characters. And there wasn't really anything to do outside of to play this like fantasy game. And then in the video, which you should watch, it's a very good video. But in the video, Jenny breaks down like why the gameplay doesn't work. And mm-hmm. she goes to Evermore before it shuts down and shows.
Unreal that we could not get that experience for ourselves.
We were so close. Like it, Evermore had already shut down by the time we had mm-hmm. decided we were going to go. And I was
and this was school. Like, it shut down 2 weeks before mm-hmm. we like finalized our trip. So mm-hmm. we'd been planning it. We'd been talking about it mm-hmm. and it shut down 2 weeks before we finalized our trip.
Yeah.
And then we were still going to go and we were going to take a pilgrimage to the parking lot mm-hmm. and we were going to pay our respects.
Yes.
And couldn't even do that.
Couldn't even do that. So,
but it has a new name. They've renamed it, and I don't remember what it's called. My husband was telling me about it yesterday. But there's a new owner, there's a new name, mm-hmm. and it might reopen. So perhaps this is a future trip we can take.
Maybe. It won't be the same thing, but we'll see how it goes. I'm very interested to see what they do with it. Like, because the original idea, I think, was really cool.
Yes.
I mean, not even, like, the original idea, but, like, the idea that what the eventual... what it turned into, what the idea mm-hmm. of what it turned into was, if you're following, like what it could yeah. have been in a realistic sense.
Right.
It could have been really fun if they had just handled it differently.
Yeah, that's one of the things I think about a lot, like all of the bad decisions that got to this. Jenny Nicholson has another video that's sort of like this about the Galactic Star Cruiser that mm-hmm. Disney put out. And you just see the bad decisions like stack on top of each other.
It's like the same story. Where they just make consistent bad decisions. And it's like, who is this for? Who are you doing this for?
But AT's theme park won't be like that. AT's theme park is going to be full of good decisions. Mm. It's going to have so much money to become a theme park that we just won't have to worry about these problems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and we'll be back with us next Wednesday and every Wednesday when we drop new episodes. If you enjoyed, please follow or subscribe to the podcast. You can connect with us at oldontini@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at HolochatPodcast, or read more from our blog at ontini.com. We'll see you soon. Be the light.